Seconds left on the clock. It'll be a long kick here from Caesar. Ball stays in play. That'll give them probably one, maybe two shots. Gordon to Tupou. He's got Keary there. Has to keep it alive, you'd think. Busts away from one tackle. Tupou tried to push the pass. Caesar picks it up. And in the 80th minute, Canberra will score to seal it. But it took them all of that long, right until the hooter to put it to bed.
Yeah, that's right. It's 24 points to 16, the scoreline, but it took them 80 minutes to get there. Eventually they did. And one of their good players yesterday was Blake Austin, who's been good enough to join us on the line this morning. G'day, Blake.
G'day, fellas.
I guess no surprise to you guys that the Roosters stayed in the fight, even though they were missing, you guys had one out in Josh Papali, but missing five Origin players.
Yeah, it's definitely the match we prepared for. It's obviously one that we felt we had to take the opportunity and win, but knew we were going to be in for a tough match.
Both teams, mate, were guilty of bombing some tries, but there was some mistakes throughout the game, but there was some spectacular footy in the same breath.
And I think for us, I think the scoreline probably took a bit of a shine off our attack yesterday. I thought we attacked really well and probably made some strides forward in our attack. So that's something we'll take a lot of confidence out of. It's unfortunate that we let the game get as close as it did, but similar to last week, another game that we had to win.
Do you know why you took strides forward? And as part B of that question, why wasn't your attack at a level that you're happy with prior to that game?
Look, we're obviously in constant discussion of how we get the best out of our spine and how we all get on the same page. So, we've got four pretty dominant players in our spine. We've got a hooker that's a world-class hooker. It's about constant discussion and, getting the best out of everyone.
Yeah. Heading in the right direction, though, Blake?
Yeah, without a doubt. I thought Aiden Caesar was really good yesterday. I thought it was fitting that he got to cross the line in the dying stages because, he was a conductor yesterday and I think that's going to help us going forward, having Aiden really take ownership of the team.
Did you think you'd scored that try, mate, or did you think you'd put your foot out, or did you know you dropped it?
Oh, 9 times out of 10, I probably would have stepped in back on the inside,
yeah.
But I sort of thought I had him beat, and the boots probably let me down a little bit and sort of slid into touch. So, yeah.
That half a yard, eh?
Yeah, that's right, mate. It's a game of inches.
It looked a little bit like that. I think Kane Evans slipped over at one point.
Yeah.
It, 20 years ago, that stadium was famous for wear your long tags because you slip over all the time. Was it a little bit like that yesterday, Blake?
Yeah, it was. It's not something I've really had an issue with before at Canberra Stadium, but it's something I'll definitely have to look at going forward. It was definitely pretty greasy and the colder weather's setting in down here.
Yeah. Looked fantastic when you were running the football. What's the message? And when you look on your outside, you've got Joey Leilua and you've got Jordan Rapana there and Jack Whiten gets involved there. So there's obviously threat on that side. What's the message that Ricky gives you about when to run and when to release? Does he leave it up to you? Does he talk about certain times, certain parts of the field where you can do it?
Yeah, obviously a lot of times the message is for me to run the footy. And it's sort of all I've been hearing this year. And a lot of my game will be judged on how I do run the footy. So, but as you said, I got some real quality players outside me. And for the first sort of 10 weeks of the competition, I was probably stuck between distributing the ball to them and when to actually have a crack and take the line on. So they're parts of the continuing discussions we're having at the club and finding ways to get the best out of everyone, as I said.
Ricky, after the game, mate, obviously very, very happy with the win. Was he completely happy with the way it unfolded? Can you give us a bit of a pricey about what he had to say to the guys?
Yeah, I mean, never dissects the match too much, straight after the match. He can be a bit of an emotional man, so he tries to take the game for what it is in the moment and then we'll address things through the week.
Right.
But, with that three-week period we had, before last week, it's definitely a good feeling just to be getting wins. So, as I said, I think we did make strides forward yesterday, and There are positives, although we did let the match get closer than what we would have liked. I think we're really striving forward.
Can you have a word about your captain? Just the 1,500 points that he's gone past now, 26 years of age. And the thing that I love about Jared Croker is, I know you won yesterday, but when he no one takes losing harder. Can you give us a word about the captain and the impact that he has on your team?
Yeah, mate, it's this is my third season at the Raiders, but it seems pretty regular that there's different milestones coming up for our skip. But
yeah.
He's never wanted to talk too much about him. I think he does know about him. He says he doesn't, but I'm pretty sure he knows about all of them. But yeah, just a really good leader, a really good guy to be around, and a bloke that loves his footy.
What's he like with the horse tip, Blake? Does he ever toss you into one?
No, he has a couple. I try to stay away from that.
Yeah, probably.
He has raped me in a few times. He apparently he tips a few winners, but not many have come my way.
Yeah, hey, mate, right. Give us your honest opinion, mate. Wednesday night, New South Wales. They're into favouritism, Blake, up against Queensland. Is it New South Wales time? Do you get that feeling?
Mate, I really hope so. I'm going to be sitting on the couch with my scarf on, and I think they've picked a really mobile team, and I think there could be a few areas on the field to exploit with Queensland. So I think we picked a strong team, and it'd be great to start the series with a win. Mm.
You pick up any supporters on the way to the game yesterday, Blake? I know you did that last year quite famously. Anyone waiting in bus stops this time around?
No, I had to travel to the game with my family yesterday, actually. So, not yesterday.
Yeah, fair enough. Look, well done yesterday. Good win. Appreciate your time this morning. And hope we do get away to a win on Wednesday night when you're sitting there with your scarf on watching the boys in blue go around. Thanks, Blake.
No worries. Thanks, fellas.
There he is, Blake Austin, 5'8 for the Raiders. And, man, he's a good player when he runs the football.